Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Yeah, really, seriously. Give a call. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. There's a whole bunch of things going on. Right? You know, these people are so self-aware. And you know what I'm talking about, the Democrats. Do I have to always say the Democrats? Not all of them. I got some great friends of the Democrats, and they don't understand what happened to their party. They really don't. It's funny how the Kool-Aid drinking Democrats always feel the same way. Right? They always say, you know, you Republicans are out of control, you don't know what you're doing, you're just nasty people, yada yada yada. And they're just fine with what's going on there in their party. The funny thing about all this too though is Even the mainstream media is starting to crack a tad. You know what I mean? I say that because you look at what they're reporting, the questions they're asking Joe. And, yeah, Joey B threatened Putin today. Did you hear about that? I mean, really, this is like that little chihuahua, you know, running around your feet. You just look and go, yeah, okay, whatever. Right? Secretary of State Blinken offers congratulations. Come on, can you guess to who? The people of China. It is the Republic of China National Day. Amazing. Right? Secretary of State Antony Blinken is offering the people of China congratulations on behalf of the U.S. as the country celebrates the People's Republic of China National Day. Oh, give me a break. The People's Republic of China, founder of the People's Republic of China, which took place on October 1st, 1949. It's the occasion of the 73rd People's Republic Day. He says, I offer my congratulations to the people of China on behalf of the United States of America. That's amazing. As the United States works with the international community to tackle great obstacles the world faces today, we welcome the cooperation of the People's Republic of China in addressing global challenges. Where's the cooperation? Explain. And health, climate change, narcotics? Oh, yeah, they're working at that big time, aren't they? It's just amazing. So Blinken's comments come after President Joe Biden said the U.S. will defend Taiwan if China decides to invade. It's just amazing. You'd have to, you know, if you were an alien looking down on us, trying to figure out what God's creation is going on, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't be able to tell. You know, who were the nut jobs and who weren't? What country was way off their rocker and which ones weren't? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, Nancy Pelosi did it again. I got to give her credit, because when she steps in it, it's deep. And I love it. I do. I think it's great. She, in a matter of minutes... Now, see, this is how they think. It has to be. Right? I mean, no. Think about it. Because they wouldn't keep saying it if it wasn't how they thought about being. I'm teasing you a little bit here. Nancy today gave a speech. You know, not like she doesn't normally do it, but she gave a speech today. And in that speech, she said something about the illegals. That if a Republican ever uttered any of this, they would crucify them. Here, let me see if I can do this. I can't do it. Son of a gun. You know, it's again, it just never stops with these people. Seriously. Okay, I can do it now. Here we go. Take a listen. This is mind-blowing. Come on, Nancy.
We have a responsibility to secure our border. We also have a responsibility to recognize the importance of newcomers to our nation. Right now, the best thing that we can do for our economy is to have comprehensive immigration reform. We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why?
Putin's actions are a sign he's struggling.
I hate these people. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You don't, yeah, it always happens to me. You guys know it. Whenever I try to play something, something else will pop up because it can. All right, let's try Nancy one last time, and then I'll talk about it with Sonia when she joins us.
Is that we have a responsibility to secure our border. We also have a responsibility to recognize the importance of newcomers to our nation. Right now, the best thing that we can do for our economy is to have comprehensive immigration reform. We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here. But that doesn't mean that we don't recognize our moral responsibility as well.
Sure. Joe, senior host. I got to figure that out. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
talent. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, he... Here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Got to be part of the solution. If you ain't part of the solution, you is part of the problem. That's all there is to it. Ain't no way around it. Seriously. In my best English there, I want you to know. Anyhow, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with it. Look at, head over to MyPillow. Not MyPillow, it's just the name of the site. MyPillow.com, where you can You know, Mike Lindell helps a lot of us. He works hard to make sure that we have the resources we need, you know, to be able to put on a good show. Yes, I do consider it a good show. Put on a good show, you know, and the social, what do you want to call them, social media sites, I can't even call them that anymore. Really, they don't allow us to do this. They don't allow us to make money anymore. You see it happening more and more and more and more and more. And again, the best way to help me out is to head over there, mypillow.com. On the way out, promo code Joe. Come on. I don't have to spell that for you, right? You can do that on your own. Promo code Joe. And I'm telling you, you'll get anywhere from 30 to 70% off. We're talking about sheets, pillowcases, blankets, comforters. I even see he has a mattress now. I can't figure that out. I can't keep up with the guy. You know, I mean, seriously. But let me tell you what. I know you don't want to hear the commercial. You've been waiting for this person all day long. So Sonya Smith joins me now. She does all the time. I always appreciate her time. What are you making fun already? We haven't even started yet. You're making fun of me.
I'm very grateful that you have hold me in such high esteem. But I just had visions of people like you.
All three of my listeners were sending me emails asking me if you're going to be on tonight.
Well, I made it safely from Georgia.
No. From Georgia, right?
Georgia. I'm here back in California. And you know what? I never thought anything would make me appreciate California. But Georgia did. I don't know how long this will last, but...
you'll give it a few days.
Here I am. Yeah, right? Back in the land of allergies. I am allergic to this place.
Yeah, you and my wife with the, you know.
Oh, it's awful. It's just awful.
But you were in the land of Stacey Abrams. Why would you want to be anywhere else?
But you know what? She's not doing so well now, is she, from what we hear?
No. She's not. I guess she was out with not like dating or anything, but she was out with the. I don't know these people.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry.
But what?
Do you think anybody in their right mind thought she was on a date?
No. Now send your nasty emails to Sonya. I was not making fun of the large black woman. I'll put it that way. Okay, so.
You know what? But Georgia, all the women are large. Large ain't the problem. Being nasty, cheater, and wasn't blessed. God did not give to her with both hands. Let's just say she's not blessed.
I mean, some of the female friends I know say that she is unfortunate.
She's unfortunate. She's unfortunate. Okay. But you know what? Even the most unfortunate, if you were kind and nice,
Agreed.
Totally changes how you look.
Yeah, I say this, and I get in trouble for it too. If you look at, you know, some of the most unattractive women are some of the most beautiful women, and some of the prettiest, hottest looking women are some of the ugliest
nasty.
Women. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It depends on their personality, what they're made of inside. It's so true.
So
Stacey Abrams is not out on a date. Go ahead.
All right. She was with Christian rapper Lecrae. Okay. Yeah, I don't know these people. I mean, me, rapper, I don't even think you can use that in the same sentence.
I know. You just think candy rapper, food rapper.
He went on some rant about, I'm not progressive, I'm not liberal, I'm not conservative, I'm kingdom. You know, and he goes on, and he's with Stacey. And I don't know if it was to give her some kind of credibility. She went to him to say that her daughter looks up to him. And I'm thinking, but I haven't heard, I'm sorry, but I haven't heard a Christian stance come out of this woman's mouth anytime she speaks, up until the point where, what, Jesus was okay with abortion?
Right.
Yes, a couple weeks ago.
She's pandering like crazy. But I didn't even know, well, I'm uninformed about Stacey Abrams. I can't get past all the lies and the deceit, but I didn't even know she had a child.
She had a what? A daughter.
You said her daughter.
Yeah.
So that. wonder how that happened.
Yeah, he is surprised. This catches people all the time. where you think you know somebody or you kind of heard about somebody, what have you. He was saying, because they caught him in a picture with her or with her because of her daughter, he did not know that she had unbiblical views.
Oh, come now. What rock?
Go ahead.
But, you know, I mean, that's a problem that we face all the time, is most people aren't informed. And I think that, and this is what I saw when I was in Georgia, is if you're black, you're sort of esteemed. You know, you've come to this high office and all of your friends, I mean, you kind of would get ousted of the tribe if you didn't go along with what everybody says. So I can understand how he didn't know, but...
Oh, but, you know, first of all, he said he had a clue what she was like 4 years ago. And he said, I'd like to believe that she has changed a bit. People are allowed to change their views.
Absolutely.
He says, I live by my views. Maybe they'll change somebody else's. But here's my point. If you have that kind of influence, and you're going to put your hand on somebody's shoulder, and you're a Christian especially, don't you want to know where they stand with Christ? Wouldn't you?
I would at least want the article or whatever was written about them to be about that conversation. You know what I'm saying? You just don't endorse the person with a visual pug, because it could be misinterpreted so many ways.
Right.
You know, maybe he did minister to her. I don't know, but that's probably not what the article was about. I think he was misinformed and going along with the fold, and boom, now he got...
Well, you know,
I think it gives him an opportunity.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it gives him an opportunity to talk about it that he wouldn't have had had he not taken the picture.
Okay, that's fair. Well, you're such a, you know what? You don't think you are, but you're such an optimist. I'm the beatdown guy, and you're always looking for the good in something.
I'm an idiot.
And I don't think it's good in anything. Whatever.
Optimist. So,
we're going to deal with capitalism. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Attorney Marissa reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected on Friday to pass a bill funding the federal government through December the 16th, avoiding an embarrassing partial shutdown less than 6 weeks before the midterm elections, when control of Congress might be at stake. The National Hurricane Center said late Friday morning that Hurricane Ian was accelerating toward the South Carolina coast. Life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds would arrive soon, and the storm's movement was faster than previously reported at 14 miles an hour. Ian, located east-southeast of Charleston, with maximum sustained winds at 85 miles per hour and higher. The power outage caused by Hurricane Ian has prompted protests in the streets of Cuba's capital, as several hundred people demanded restoration of electricity more than 2 days after a blackout hit the entire island. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. We are back. Joe McKinney, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, all right? And you know who else is part of the solution? Yes, the one that is with me now. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. We kick off the party together. The weekend. I guess the weekend party. I don't know, some kind of party. Got to be a party somewhere. No?
Well, it's a good thing it starts at 6, because my party don't last too long.
Oh, God. Hey, I sent you some information, a video of me, but it had to do with the blue line flag. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And where a school in Southern California has decided the blue line flag... Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. That's not a true statement. The school didn't decide it first. It was a small group of parents who were very upset because the blue line flag is a flag that brings, you know, oppression, and, you know, some people are triggered by it, yada, yada, yada. You know, the same old garbage that we hear all over the place. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yet the community as a whole wants it and likes it and wants it there. And we're again, now it's alluded to the black and Hispanic community is triggered by flag and police, except when they were being shot at, in which case they knew how to dial 911. That was okay then. So, I mean, what is the way, you know, you read the articles, you know, the school has decided not to let the football kids bring the flag out anymore, and there are other ways to honor. This school was the school that was shot. Kids died on campus a couple of years back, and the only ones running to help those kids out were police and off-duty police officers, mind you, at first.
Right?
I didn't see anybody from BLM or Antifa or any one of those organizations or Planned Parenthood running out to help out. I mean, how do we fix this? How do we make it so, you know, it doesn't, if 10 kids decide they're triggered by that flag, we help them instead of shutting the whole thing down.
Okay. Oh, golly, there's so much there.
I know. I gave you a lot to chew on. Go for it.
You did. To chaw on, as my mother would say. I don't think there would be as many as 10 kids if they weren't prompted by hateful adults. Honestly, I think if the adults had not, like, drilled craziness into these children's heads, they wouldn't see a problem with that flag coming out, and they would be grateful. But because they're being indoctrinated, and the odd thing about what they're being indoctrinated into is that they're calling that flag hate speech. But what they're doing is hate speech. You know, the left never really sees how they, you know, they twist things. What they're doing, and it's called projection, what they do is what they accuse others of doing. It's very hateful to teach children that they should be uncomfortable about people who, by and large, aren't a huge number of people who are evil. You know, there are people who come to their rescue when in times of need. So it goes along with a political agenda, and they use these children for their political agenda. So that's really sad. But I have to say, I so commend you. I watched the video of you speaking at that meeting, and I don't know how you hold it together. I don't know how you're that polite and how you're that calm. Maybe I'm just like my nerves are on edge. I'm over the left. But you were able to, and anybody who can go on their Facebook page and see that speech, what you said, I urge them to do it, because I could not have handled that in the way that you did.
Well, thank you.
No.
When I used to do it, right?
True.
If I get, being Italian, I get a little passionate at times.
Right.
In the early days, they would take it as a frontal attack on them, you know, because there's Messina again going off on something. So
right.
I decided to start doing, okay, look at, let me just lay it out in a way that they can't say I was off my rocker. They can't say I was
right.
Yelling at them. And,
yeah, I'll see.
You know, how do you refute what I said?
I'm in touch with my inner Italian. my early Italian. I could not have handled it that way. I don't think that there's, you know, we're just being bullied by such a small amount of people. And they didn't offer, from what I could ascertain, they didn't offer any solutions. You know, I loved your solution is, can we just talk? Can we just get your ideas, our ideas, find out who's triggered, why, how can we fix this so the majority of people who agree with this and don't see this as hateful, maybe we can express why and how to those people, and maybe they can have a change of heart. I have yet to meet a leftist who has a change of heart, but if it's possible with children, maybe they can.
Well, I think that's where you got to go. You got to get the kids, right? And
mm-hmm.
on top of that, again, like I said, you sit down and you talk with them. We want to bury everything, right? Because everyone's going to feel better once we bury it. And these kids have been doing this since they were shot at back in November 2019 when we had the shooting on there. So this it didn't come out of nowhere. It didn't show up just because they wanted to be in somebody's face. But the parents who came forward had the ability to go to the school board, go to the principal, go to whoever, and say, hey, we noticed the kids have been doing this. We'd like to know why. Maybe we can come up with a different. That would have been a great way to do it. That would have been a perfect way to show how you work things through.
But they don't want a solution. I mean, you say that I'm an optimist, or is that what you call me, an optimist? But I will tell you.
Well, you're a realist with some things. You got more knowledge than I do.
Okay, all right. So here's my realist. Here's my realist coming out. The left doesn't want a solution. The left is all about their political agenda. And if communicating, if talking about it, if trying to come to some sort of a solution is your solution, they're not into that. They're not going to do it. They want that flag shut down. They want to win. They want to teach these children because they want the police force defunded. That's their goal.
Yeah.
And it's just a handful of people. I don't think that's a large part of our community.
No, but they're loud. The problem is if you're loud, everybody wants to run away from loud.
But think of it. When you were in school, think of how many bullies were in school. I don't know that there was like 2 or 3% of bullies in our days. Now I think it's more. I know it's more. But they ruled. And how we let the small amount of people rule us is just amazing.
Yep. I totally agree with you. I mean, there's got to be a way to push back where we say, well, okay, we're done. And if you who have threatened violence, when we find out it's you after threatening it, I think you should do jail time, and it should be doubled. You know how you run the highway and they say in construction areas fines are doubled? I think it's the same. Should be the same thing online. If you threaten somebody and follow through with it online, your fine should be doubled. So if it's 6 months in jail, you get a year.
Let me tell you something. How I would deal with it. Mayor Governor Sonia would deal with it. Send your children to school with a badge that says defund the police. So when there's a shooting, the police avoids those protecting those kids, and they go on to the others.
That's it. It's really funny how easy it is to jump on these mantras and say all this stuff. And in reality, right, when you think about it, who do they call? It's not being funny. And it's not making light of it, but there's a reality
there.
It's
true. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a thing, and I've said this on your show before. I would gladly give the left California, but they have to take care of themselves. They don't get the police department. They don't get the military. All the things that they debase, they don't get. They don't get to get truckers coming here. They don't get to manufacture their own food. They don't get any of that. Let them create their own little world of utopia. I just am over them. I don't want to live by their rules. If they think their rules are that great, let them live by it. Let them start schools. Let them have schools that have drag queens and LGBTQ, all the alphabet. Let them have it. I don't have a problem with them having it. Just don't include me in it. Don't include my children.
They cannot have it until we put the wall up that whole East Coast of California. There's no sneaking over the border. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. You know, really, just I'm sorry. Somebody sent me a link to something. I already did the story, but it's great. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Come on, head over there. Everybody needs sheets, pillowcases, you know, blankets, comforters. There's all kinds of things that Mike Lindell's got on sale over there. But let me tell you, the nice thing about it is that we get to share in the profits. Okay, Mike keeps people working here in America. He is paying taxes. He's got warehouses here. He is an American company. He's got a great story. Got to check him out too someday. But if you head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe on the way out, I will save you money and I will make some money. I mean, everybody wins all the way around. And Mike keeps the warehouses open, and he makes money, and he fights for the same rights that you and I have been looking for and that we see slipping away here on a daily basis. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, will you'll do well. I guarantee you'll do well. Sony Smith joins me. She does every week. We kind of kick off the weekend, get things rolling for you, get your blood pressure up, and the Sonia, you know? I mean, seriously. You've got those sheets, right, don't you?
I have the sheets, which are wonderful. And I have the pillow, and I got to get more pillows now that I'm back from Georgia. I didn't want to get any there because I'd have to pack them and bring them back.
That's true.
But can I just say, I just saw the funniest, you know, I come from comedy world as a writer, and the Babylon Bee, which I'm sure most of your listeners are already familiar with, just did a Mike Lindell commercial that not only has, I'm sure, has done him a solid, but it's hilarious. It's a bunch of FBI agents who can hardly do. They raided his house, and they start finding all this comfortable stuff, and they can hardly do their job because they keep, you know, falling asleep. It's super funny.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. Yeah. When Saturday Night Live was original and funny, that was the kind of stuff that they did. It was
exactly
great.
Exactly.
Right?
And there's so much stuff we could do, but there's no venue for it. There's no
That's
funds
true.
For it. There's nothing.
That
but
is true.
Who isn't funnier than the left?
Yeah.
I mean, think of all the characters that are on CNN and MSNBC. My goodness, you could make... I wrote for a show called In Living Color for years.
I remember.
And that's where I mentioned earlier my Republican friend from Hollywood, my only Republican friend from Hollywood. We could have had a field day because we did do stuff across the board, you know, across the aisles. We would have had a field day with the left that's out there now.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, you think about, they want, now I want you to think about something. The left continually screams, saying that, you know, the Constitution is a farce, you know, all that is a farce because it never has been freedom for all. Not everybody has the same rights. Not everybody has the same access. So the Constitution really is a joke. And yet, a new progressive, you hear this, progressive law school implements Jewish free zones.
Oh, no.
So, I guess Sammy Davis Jr. would have been allowed. Boy, that would have been a tough one, right? Sammy Davis Jr. wouldn't have been allowed in those areas. How would you deal with that? Well, Sammy, it ain't because you're black, man. It's because you're Jewish.
Don't worry about the black thing. Your black part can come in here. On what grounds are they able to do that without it being discriminatory?
Maybe, because it's a private school. I have no idea. The founder and chairman of the Louis B. Brandeis Center for Human Rights under Law, oh my God, that's great, Human Rights under Law, called out his alma mater, the University of California at Berkeley. Oh, all right, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I mean, the bastion of liberalism, the place that fought for freedom of speech, right?
Free speech,
yeah,
that's right.
I mean, the shots being fired there and everything over this stuff. Their school of law has now Jewish free zones, okay? And they're being called, you know, Nazis and all this other stuff. As well, they should be at this point.
Now, but is it like, okay, here's mine. Is it like schools where the black kids are going, we want to be separated from the rest? Or is it the white, is it the rest saying, no, we don't want Jews here?
This is the campus as a whole. This is the student body as a whole deciding they don't want this. And I'm thinking, you know, think about the strides over the decades to bring the cultures, the peoples, the races, if you would, together, right? People of all religious beliefs, people of all sides of the aisle, to bring them all together. And in, what, 10 years, less than 10 years? The Democrat Party
has
been able to blow it all apart.
That's why they have to do it. Because there has been progress. Things are becoming peaceful. People are caring about each other and blending. The left has nothing to do. They have no job unless they can divide people. Unless they can make people hate each other. Unless they can bring such a non-spiritual atmosphere into our culture. What else are they gonna do? What the heck else do they have?
They're not going to invite speakers that support Zionism. Okay? These are the students. You know, these are law students for justice in Palestine. And I'm thinking, do you understand, first of all, Palestine technically doesn't exist, number one. Number two is, do you understand who is better with women, better with human rights, better with all that? No, it's not Palestine. It's Israel.
That's not what they've been taught.
Right.
They don't believe what you've just said because they've been taught this since they were children, before they ever got to that law school. They think Jews are the problem.
This is so.
Nevertheless,
sad.
Even if you thought Jews were the problem, the fact of the matter is everybody has the freedom of speech in this country, and you sit down and you shut up and you let people do that. But this generation hasn't learned the value of respect. We see what happens when somebody comes to speak on a campus that they don't agree with. They get shouted down. They get chased out. They get attacked. And they think it's justifiable.
You're right. Oh, because they believe it. I've been saying this for decades on the show. If it's a thought that pops up between their two ears, then it must be real, and it must be true, and it must be right. And
they're
you
not,
should get in their
they're
way.
Not taught. Yeah, they're right. Not taught how to think. They're taught what to think.
You know, it's funny because the Berkeley, let me see, the Jewish Students Association wrote in the Berkeley paper back in August the warning of the anti-Semitic impact that the pro-BDS, now for those of you who don't know that, it's pro-boycott, divestment, and sanctions of Israel, right? And they told him, you know, this isn't right, this isn't real. I mean, Israel, again, some of the greatest scientists in the country, well, actually the world, come from Israel. So, you know, what is the problem here? I'm confused. I'm just saying, I'm just confused.
The problem is these children, and they are children, that their parents have spent a heck of a lot of money to go to these ignorant
buku
schools.
Bucks, we'd like to say. Buku bucks.
Buku bucks. They think they're right. These kids have been taught that they need to be angry, they need to be activists, they need to change the world.
Yeah. I'm mad.
So
what about
just
everything?
Ignorant.
Oh yeah, okay.
Everything. I don't know. Look at the leftist women.
Yeah.
Really? They're just like mad. Why are you
always
so mad?
I know. Well, listen, we have to deal with this. I mean, I've never been to a heterosexual funeral. Have you?
Not this week.
So, the women of TikTok have posted that there was a heterosexual funeral service. It's called Rest in Peace, Straight Nicole. I had to get this right because I screwed it up when we talked about it a minute ago. And so the funeral was for the heterosexual Nicole. But then there was a celebration for the bisexual Nicole. It was a coming out party. So the first hour they had a... they had a funeral for straight Nicole, and then after that was done and they buried her apparently, or buried that part of her or whatever, they had the bisexual coming out party. And what are the party favors for that, I wonder?
What do they put in the ground? I mean, and what happens when she decides that, oopsie, I'm really straight? Do they give another ceremony for the straight coming out, the straight back? I mean... I want to invest. You know what? I should start giving these parties because it's a way to make great money.
Oh, yeah.
And I can profit off of these confused, ignorant people.
Yeah.
I might just think about this.
You know, this is interesting. She says, what she says here is that she's, we'll have to do this later. After a breakup with another man this year, she finally felt it was ready to explore other options. So, an emotional hurt? Anyway.
Yeah, men might make you do that, but...
Yeah, it's all our fault. Okay. Anyway, so I'm a senior host. So if you're sticking around with us, we're going to do a lot after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.